بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. And let us begin our program with our dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah تبارك وتعالى make it easy for those who have difficulties, those who are in financial difficulties. May Allah تبارك وتعالى grant our listeners and all the Muslimin رزق حلال طيب مبارك فيه. And may Allah تبارك وتعالى guide all mankind to hidayah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran that you are listening to our program, and we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, may Allah grant us barakah on Rajab and Sha'ban, and may Allah grant us that wetness of Ramadan, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, time is running very fast to welcome the month of Ramadan. I'm in a hurry to tell you Ramadan Mubarak, you know, because if your Sha'ban come right, I think our Ramadan will be right. The meaning of Rajab is to cultivate the tree, just to trim and to reshape the tree. And I think the tree is our a'mal and our attitude and our behavior. And we have to cultivate and trim and cut and see what is the ugly branch we have it in our behavior, so that we can cut it and reshape it. Rajab is to cultivate the tree. When we mean the tree, it means you have to make some effort of tawbah. Many ulama, they describe Rajab as planting, Sha'ban growing the plant, and then Ramadan is to pick up the harvest and to pick up the fruit. So now, before Ramadan, we have to prepare ourselves to plant and to prepare the soil and the farm to receive that ni'mat and rizq of Allah. And we know that farmer is a fallah. And we know that fallah, it comes from the word muflihun, the successful people. So let us plant, and let us know how to prepare that soil or that farm to receive the barakah of Rajab and Sha'ban, and to get the ajr of Ramadan. Many ulama, when they talk about Rajab, they talk about tawbah. Do not delay your tawbah and repenting till Ramadan, because Ramadan is to pick up the fruit, not to plant and not to start to make business. We know that during the year we are not perfect. We are the sinner. Kullu ibn Adam khatta. Every son of Adam is a wrongdoer. No one ma'soom. And Allah is tawwab. Allah is Tawwab, the all or most forgiving, and the one who accepts repentance for all sin. And we know that we have a major sin and we have a minor sin. And don't forget that Allah put condition to link you to Him with Tawbah and Iman and Salih A'mal. Illa man taba وآمن وعمل صالحا. Brother and sister Islam, listen to this. تاب, you make توبة. وآمن, you bring iman back. Then وعمل صالحا, then you do good deed. So those people, Allah يبدل لهم سيئاتهم حسنات. Allah will replace that sin to make it a good deed. But listen to تاب, then amana, then wa'amila salih. So first is tawbah. The door to Allah is to make tawbah. There's no way to gain the blessing of Allah or the pleasure of Allah without making tawbah. The first ibadah of Adam after he ate from the tree is tawbah. The first ibadah Adam done it is tawbah before salah, and he practiced that tawbah. Istighfar, tawbah, the only road to link you to Allah. Sin is a stain, dirt, acid, disconnect you to the robe with Allah. That's why Allah said that inna Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who repent. Repent means wash himself from the dirt of sin. Yes, committing sin is stain, is acid, disconnect you to Allah. Wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. And Allah loves those who clean their body. It means you have dirt of your body and dirt of your soul. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us make that ibadah of our father Adam alayhi salam. It's called tawbah. There is no way to gain the mercy of Allah or the barakat of Allah without practicing tawbah. And I have mentioned now an ayah that illa man taba wa amana wa amila saliha. So you have to make tawbah, then you bring iman back, and then you practice and you do good deeds. Istighfar is to ask Allah to accept your application of tawbah. Istighfar, seeking maghfirat of Allah. And then we have that istighfar as the first ibadah Muslim do it after committing sin. Brother and sister in Islam, many ulama have quoted that istighfar for the others, you ask Allah to forgive the others. If you do it every day 25 times, oh Allah forgive so and so, Allahumma ghfir li fulan, your dua is accepted. Not this dua, any dua is accepted. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَطَرْضَى, that Allah will give Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam till he will be happy and content. It's called the dua al-mustajab. So let us make istighfar. Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib said that anyone being inspired with astaghfirullah, that means Allah wants to forgive him in this moment. If someone just say astaghfirullah, as I said, istighfar take you out from a terrible sin. It's called insisting or persisting to determine to commit a sin. ما أصر من استغفر ولو عاد سبعين مرة. The person who makes istighfar, he was not persistent even if he returned 70 times. Brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever keep making istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja. If you stick with istighfar and keep making istighfar, Allah will grant you ease for every stress and difficulties. Faraja, the ease. We know that all of us nowadays, we have a stress. Halal stress or haram one? Stress because what we see in the dunya and Muslim ummah around us, and haram, that stress which the competition of dunya, that worldly thing is killing us, our children, our rizq, the natural disaster, and all. There are so many ways to take you to the stress. So let us make istighfar, all of us, so that Allah can lift that stress who comes to the ummah. After istighfar, we have something, it's called inaba, munib. You heard about this name, munib. It's called a speedy tawbah. Not everyone who make tawbah is munib. No. Because sometimes you make tawbah after the sin of you, after you sin, by years, or maybe weeks, or maybe all your life. But the inaba, or that munib, the one who make it immediately after he commits a sin, cash on a sin. when the person reached the age of 50, Allah says, حَبَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ الْإِنَابَةِ, let him admire to make that quick tawbah. Those people who reach age of 50, most of them, they make tawbah immediately. Allah wrote on himself that he must forgive it. That's why he said, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, return quickly to your Lord, because you don't guarantee your life. So my advice to myself today and to you, do not delay repenting, tawbah. Do it and put it in the hand of Allah. And Allah commanded me and you to make inaba, wa anibu ila rabbikum. But the tawbah itself, its act, we call it practical the tawbah. After you make istighfar and inaba, so you make practical tawbah. What is a practical tawbah? You must admit that you are wrong. Regret. Insist that you won't do it again. And then rehabilitate yourself. Salah, sadaqah, hajj, umrah, salih a'mal, feeding the people. Do good deeds. Inna al-hasanati yudhibna sayyat. Indeed, the good deed will remove the bad deed. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The repentant of the sin as he did not commit a sin. Because inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin, as I said now. Allah loves those who repent. He will never punish the beloved one. But we got some people that is mu'tadhir. I don't want that one because all of us, we are like that. You don't want to admit that you bring some justification and excuse. Why you did it? I was under pressure. I needed it. I was in a hurry to do that. And I didn't know. So you put some excuse. That is not allowed. وَجَاءَ الْمُعَذَّرُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ. They delayed and did not go to the battle of Tabuk, and then they brought a false justification, excuse to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of us like that. We don't want to admit that we are wrong, and we don't want to surrender and come before Allah to admit that we are wrong. So stop, become mu'adharun, because that is it destroy your tawbah. Say, why you commit that? Oh, I was unmarried. I was under. Why are you eating riba? I say, no, I was desperate. I've been forced. No, you can't say I am wrong. I was wrong. We got something also we have to do it before the month of Ramadan. It's called Aib. I don't know you heard about this word Aib. Awwab. Salatul Awwabin. I know you, many people heard this word. Aib is to correct and rectify a wrong idea on your head. Those who involve on bid'ah, those who think that they are right, but they discover that in Sharia, in the Sunnah, that act or that thought is wrong. So that is awab, any thought, any idea wrong, and you discover that is wrong, immediately rectify it and correct it. And you have to replace it with a good one. Many of us, we don't know that. And everyone believes on himself without knowledge, without proof and evidence. They believe that he's right. We got something also, part of Tawbah. It's called Al-Fay. What is Al-Fay? Fay is a shade under the tree. When the sheep walk away, and then when it's getting very hot, come back under that shade of the tree. So our tree is Quran and Sunnah. Many people, because of some thought of education, some thought of secular knowledge, cause that problem on the mind of someone. Oh, someone did play with your mind and give you a wrong bid'ah, or keep you to the wrong group of jama'ah. then you discover that you're out of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or you're out of Jama'atul Muslimin. It means, in other words, you out of the shade of the tree of Islam. You're seeking the umbrella somewhere else and leave that fresh air and the shade of Deen. So these people, they must come quickly to Jama'atul Muslimin. We've got so many groups, so many people who make themselves out of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah or Jama'atul Muslimin. That one, we need to sit and discuss how to bring the whole Ummah under the shade of Quran and Sunnah. This one is called Fay'. We have something else, it's called Intiha. What is Intiha? Kalla la in lam yantahi la nasfa'an bin nasiya. What is intiha? Someone sits with himself and uses his own common sense to correct himself with no nasiha or advice from anyone. Why I have that problem with my father? Why these people hate me? Why I'm like that? Why can't I stop that haram? Sitting with himself, and I think many of us like that. Then he rectify himself by himself. That's called intiha. Another thing, it's called asaf, apology. Yeah, not like that, excuse, apology. This asaf, that collective tawbah, that dua, we make it for one another and say, oh Allah, forgive so and so. He's my Muslim brother. Allahumma ghafir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. That is called asaf. I think we have to read this dua. We appeal to our elderly people and our ulama, please, when you read your dua, just make dua for the ummah. This dua is called dua an dhahr al ghaib. You make istighfar on behalf of the ummah. And what a lucky person, the one who make this dua. His dua is accepted even if he's a transgressor. Allah is the most high example. When your son playing soccer and he kicked the ball in the window of next door, that little child doesn't go to the neighbor and ask sorry. The mother of the child goes to the neighbor and says sorry. And even if the child said it to the neighbor, it won't be accepted. We need a person who is respected, responsible, to say sorry. Oh, I'll fix it. We appeal to our ulama, our salih people, our elderly people. We beg you, make dua for your family. Make dua for your children. Make dua for your street people, neighbors. Make dua and apologize and make istighfar on behalf of us. Dua an dhahr al ghaib. And was the greatest ibadah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was permanent ibadah for Nabi Musa alayhi salam, for his people, Bani Israel. Why we are saying that tonight? We have to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Before we prepare some Musa and chicken, no problem, Allah give you barakah and everything, but let us prepare the container of Iman, our heart. Let us make a clear file to receive that ni'mah. I'd like to say salam to our Muslim brother in Johannesburg, present, those who are listening to my program, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you sabr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that wonderful work. I met you last week. I'm very, very happy that you are worried about learning Quran and Deen. They want me to mention the name. We've got about 200 and more than 200 Muslim, some accepted Islam in the present, very good boys. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you sabr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use that as a kafara and tawbah for all of you, inshallah. So brother and sister in Islam, let us make that asaf. Let us make tawbah on behalf of one another. Parents, ustaz, sheikh, imam. We got something we have to believe. that the greatest ibadah when our parents make dua for us. Yes, parents doesn't mean my biological mom and dad, anyone who older than us, anyone who feel that he is qualified to that dua, those who gained the barakah of Allah and they lived under the shade of Islam for many years, I'm telling you, is dua is accepted. Yes, let us use these people for the tawbah. And let us ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you promise us that when we read La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you will let us enter Jannah. And we do believe that no one enter Jannah without maghfirah. So, O Allah, we ask you by your promise, forgive us. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we do believe that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. But let us apply for that gift of Allah. Let us ask Him to practice or to put that rahmat on all of us. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Oh Allah, we ask you, Mashia, to forgive us. Yes, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised me and you, if you make tawbah, you will be special in the eyes of Allah and you will gain ni'mah. Yes, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Many from the previous Sahaba and many from us. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. Allah is saying, I will forgive a lot. So when He say a lot is different than my lot and your lot, is wa ya'fu an kathir, he forgive a lot. Allah is the most high example. If your son tell you, mommy, I'm going to give you a lot of money, he means 50 rand and 100 rand. But if the wealthy person say, I'll give you a lot of money, definitely is not 50 rand. Allah said, I will forgive a lot. So it's a lot. Brother and sister in Islam, once you gain the love of Allah, you will gain His mercy. And tawbah is the greatest ni'mah. Because once you make tawbah, you feel light and back to normal. Yes, if you don't make tawbah, subhanallah, it's not too late. Allah will test you in some calamity and some ibtila and temptation till you be washed. You know, sometimes the children don't want to go to dentist. Our children don't want to bath and take a shower. We force them. So sometimes you make him clean by force. Us, me and you, if we don't want to make tawbah, through the love of Allah and mercy of Allah, Allah wash me and you by some calamity and some difficulties. Even that fever, or that thorn, or that stress of your life. Allah is calling you 5 times a day to forgive you. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard Adhan, is telling Sahaba, go with your fire to switch off it there on the masjid. Qumu linarikum, linarikum. Yes, Allah insisting me and you to go 5 times a day to wash us. Can you believe that Allah feed us, grant us rizq, and you say, Alhamdulillah, 3 times, you are forgiving? Feeding your wife is the greatest sadaqah, your wife and your children. Wallahi, our deen is a deen of rahmah, is a deen of mercy. To give water to the animal, dog, you are a man of Jannah. You plant a tree for you to eat from it. Allah will use the tree as sadaqah jariyah for you. Looking at the face of your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write Hajj, reward of Hajj. Read Suratul Ikhlas 3 times, you make khatam. You show mercy to your family, it will be rahmah for you in the day of Qiyamah. Dying with a need or some desire did not fulfill it, you will become a king of Jannah. someone oppress you, you become a closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Removing a branch of the tree from the road, you will have Jannatul Firdaus. Read Suratul Mulk every day, that you'll be safe from Adhabul Qabr. Subhanallah. Reading Suratul An'am, three ayah from Suratul An'am, 70 angels will make istighfar for you. You die while you are sick, your ruh will never go away till Allah will be next to it. There's no sakarat. If Allah next to the mayyit and sakarat, what the malakul maut will do? Definitely will behave himself, and he will do it in a beautiful way. Going to help your Muslim brother for any need, it will give you a reward of i'tikaf of 1 year. I'tikaf. Subhanallah. Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, 83 years, one night, Laylatul Qadr. Repeating after the Mu'adhin and Adhan, I'm just showing you, there are ways to gain the love of Allah and to get rid of that stress of Akhirah. Repeat after the Mu'adhin, it will be accepted as Tawbah. And if you die, you die Shaheed. Allahu Akbar. Brother and sister in Islam, let me tell you that it is never too late. Come, there is a way to gain the Muhabbat of Allah, no matter how much sin you commit. Oh people, talk about that mercy of Allah. Because many people, they want to disconnect us with Allah and make us hopeless. Brother and sister in Islam, it's not a fight between you and Allah. It's a call. It's a da'wat. Muhabbat. Allah doesn't want you to be dirty. Brother and sister in Islam, many of us, we don't want to die because we lose hope of the mercy of Allah. The only one who gave us love and mercy, really, really love, he gave us, is only Allah. If I want to prove that to you, see how many times he gives you a chance. You become idol worshiper for so many years. If you just believe on Allah 1 hour before you die, you are from Ahlul Jannah. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, let us believe on the rahmat of Allah. Let us take that mercy with muhabbah. Brother and sister in Islam, let us take a new covenant with Allah. Let us know Him and recognize His power and qudrat. Let us accept and appreciate His ni'mat. Let us call Him Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. And we know that Allah will never deal with us with His punishment. He will deal with us with His mercy and rahmah, because He wanted this way. So, the greatest thing we have it now, the good start, that we are not mushrikeen. We are the people of iman, people of oneness of Allah. So, man laqi Allah, la yushrik bihi shay'a, dakhal al-jannah. Anyone who died and meet Allah with no partner with Him, he will enter Jannah. Man amana billahi wa bi rasulih wa aqama as-salah wa sama ramadan kana haqqan ala Allah an yudkhilahu al-jannah. Anyone who believes in Allah and His Rasul and establish salah and fast Ramadan, it must be a must upon Allah to let him enter Jannah. مَنْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا يَبْتَغِي بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ مِثْلَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who build a masjid seeking the pleasure of Allah, Allah will build for him that house in Jannah or something like it in Jannah. Brother and sister in Islam, Salatul Fajr, Salatul Isha, it's a road to Jannah. Guarantee what is between your lips and between your legs, guarantee Jannah for you. Whosoever read his nafil in his day and his sunnah, that Allah will build for him bayt fil Jannah. Anyone who seek any road to benefit the ummah, knowledge, rizq, Allah will ease his way to the road of Jannah. As I said, anyone who followed the Muadhin from the bottom of his heart enter Jannah, that narrated by Abu Dawood. Anyone who goes to the Masjid and come back, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him status in Jannah, and he will get the ajr of Umrah. Brother and sister in Islam, anyone who make wudu, beautiful wudu, and he read 2 rak'at, and facing Allah with his heart and his mind, Allah grant him Jannah. Anyone who says, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam nabiyan wa rasula, wajabat lahul Jannah. Such an easy dua. Whosoever end his life with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, dakhal al Jannah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who died without this type of 3 sin, kibr, arrogance, ghulul, cheating, and debt, owe people money, dakhal al Jannah. Anyone who bring up 2 girls, you will be with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Whosoever made azan 12 years, wajabat lahu al-jannah. Whosoever ask Allah Jannah 3 times, that Allah will give him Jannah. Anyone who visit a sick person, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send a caller to say, طَابَ مَمْشَاكُ وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. So what a great going or journey, and you have a status on Jannah. Brother and sister in Islam, I think we got enough to enter Jannah. Let us practice that before the month of Ramadan. Then you will get darajatun Jannah. May Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept the dua of our people and our parents and our ulama. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide all of us to make tawbah before the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of Rajab and Sha'ban, and make it easy for us to witness and fast the month of Ramadan inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, before we end our program, once again I have to repeat that we say welcome to our listeners from Johannesburg present. And I don't want, do you want me to talk? But you know, when we talk about prisoner, we remember that there are these people got story. But believe me, when I go there, I find something else. They made tawbah and they worship Allah. And we got one young man there, when I go, he inspired me a lot. Yes, Allah, I don't know what to say, but you know, it's very hard to describe what you feel when you go that site. First, we know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wrote for everyone his own road. And those, this type of people, if you look at them and the way they ask and the way they read Quran and they were keen to repent and come back to the road of Allah, wallahi, they have so much iman, and they have that yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them. And I do believe that inshallah Allah will find a way, and inshallah Allah will ride that one. Allah knows why he put that person on this way or that way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us inshallah. Our respected brother Ismail, I know, jazakallah, you're always listening to our program every week. And I don't know, you must read about Nabi Idris. I did talk about him here 1 hour on Radio Islam. Idris, Nabi Idris is a Siddiq. So as we always say, that this Anbiya not sent to our Ummah, but we believe on all Anbiya. You will never find a respected way for any Nabi except in Quran. So he came, the Nabi Idris came in Quran 2 times. إنه كان صديقا نبيا. and then وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. So you got two ayah describing his status, this Nabi. And we did talk about Nabi Idris here. Is the man who exploded the civilization on earth. Yes, Imam Qurtubi said this Idris is a Nabi Ilyas. And Nabi Idris is not so far from Adam. It's just four generations. The first man who wrote with a qalam, the first human being who used the qalam, Allahu Akbar. We got surah in Quran, it's called Surah Al-Qalam. The first human being who sewed the clothes, make thob and kurta. The first Nabi talk about astronomy. Yes, astronomy, talk about stars and space and all that. He was mentioning the flood of Nabi Nuh. And he built 400 cities. The kitab described Nabi Idris in a very dignified image, very respected. He's the man of traveling. We call him the traveler in each and every corner of the dunya. Arabian Peninsula, Syria, Palestine, Africa, Rome. He's the one who called Misr, Egypt, with its name. And he call it Babylon. Babylon. They name it. He opened the biggest madrasa in history. International university in his time. With this power and leadership, he was very quiet, very serious face. The one who brought the oneness of Allah and Iman to each and every corner of the earth in his time. He brought Sharia, is exactly like Sharia to Islam. Allah commanded him to make Hijrah from Babel to Palestine, like Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He had some saying. It's very similar like hadith of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The ulama said because he was four generations after Adam, so inherited all the knowledge of Adam. That's why he did not have nubuwa like message, because the message of Adam was there. The ulama said his qabr is he's the one who removed the qabr of Adam to Palestine. I don't know if it's true or not this. And his one act of his deed, one act is equal to our act in this dunya. One act. We find his booklet in Abyssinia. And the ulama, they talk about him that he was riding Buraq before. And Nabi Nuh inherited his books and his plate, what you call that, tablet. And he took it with him in his ship. And Imam al-Qurtubi mentioned that an Anas radiallahu anhu said, Allahumma ja'alni min ummati Muhammad. He was asking Allah to be amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the riwayah said that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him by the Mada'in Salih. He saw the white cloud on the sky and he said, this is Akhuk Idris, this is your brother Idris. And he described Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his tablet, and he defined a ring for him or stamp with a seal written on it, Sabr plus Iman will give you success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with the Salih Anbiya and Siddiqeen inshallah. Our time is up. We'll see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.